It's Thursday, August 4th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. 10 Christians with the ministry Orphans Promise have been released in Ukraine. The group consisted of aid workers, volunteers, and refugees. Russian troops abducted the group as they were evacuating people from Mariupol. The troops beat and tortured the volunteers before releasing them. One is in the hospital. Orphans Promise is asking for prayer for another volunteer named Valentina. Russian troops abducted her last March as she was distributing food to people in bomb shelters near Mariupol. Psalm 102, verses 19 and 20 says, "For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven the Lord viewed the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to release those appointed to death." U.S. Ambassador Sam Brownback is leading the new National Committee for Religious Freedom to fight for the free exercise of religion in America. Brownback served as President Trump's ambassador at large for international religious freedom and established the first global ministerial on religious freedom. Brownback told CBN News he's now concerned about religious freedom violations right here in the U.S.
After working on international religious freedom for so many years, I came back home and found we're losing ground here. We're losing ground in our schools and our healthcare system, and you keep getting government and big business crowding in on your right to freely practice your faith.
To illustrate, Brownback said his organization's bank account was canceled without explanation. Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana, age 58, and two of her staffers were killed in a car crash on Wednesday, reports NBC News. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, quote, "This news is absolutely devastating. Jackie was a dear friend, trusted advisor, and the embodiment of integrity who achieved the admiration and respect of all of her colleagues in the House," end quote. Walorski District Director Zachary Potts, age 27, and her Communications Director Emma Thompson, age 28, also died in the two-car collision. According to a sheriff's Facebook post, a car collided with Walorski's car head-on. The driver of that car was also killed. Congresswoman Walorski and her husband Dean were devout Christians, spent 4 years as missionaries in Romania, and were faithful members of Southgate Church in the Assemblies of God denomination. She was dedicated to protecting the lives of unborn babies. In this particular speech from the floor of the House, she was especially enraged that her Democrat colleagues universally championed baby killing by abortion.
"My colleagues remain obsessed with killing unborn babies in the name of female empowerment. I've witnessed the cruelty of abortion, and it's ugly. In South Bend, Indiana, Dr. Ulrich Klopfer provided abortions for decades. When he died in 2019, his family found the medically preserved remains of 2,411 children hidden in his garage. That is 2,411 human babies preserved in formaldehyde in jars in his garage. It was national news for a week. This abortionist left a legacy of death and destruction. That is what extreme looks like. Abortion, sold as health care, is a sickening violation of human dignity that Americans should not and cannot tolerate. As a nation, we have an obligation to future generations to reject abortion on demand and to fight for life."
With the death of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, the unborn babies